Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nurture: A Modern Guide to Pregnancy, Birth, Early Motherhood, and Trusting Yourself and Your Body is a contemporary pregnancy and postpartum guide by Erica Chidi, a doula, lactation educator, and health educator. The book is designed for expectant parents who want a broad, practical, and non-judgmental resource that covers pregnancy through the early weeks of motherhood. Rather than treating pregnancy as a purely medical process, it combines evidence-informed information with body awareness, mindfulness, nutrition, and self-advocacy. Its purpose is to help readers make informed choices while also trusting their instincts and physical experience. The book is especially useful for readers seeking a calm, integrative approach to birth preparation, newborn transition, and postpartum adjustment. It stands out in the pregnancy guide category because it does not isolate childbirth from the emotional and lifestyle changes that surround it. Instead, it frames the transition into parenthood as a period that benefits from education, support, and realistic expectations, while also respecting different birth settings and different ways of giving birth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, balancing intuition with evidence-based pregnancy education. A central idea in Nurture is that confidence during pregnancy comes from combining self-trust with reliable information. Erica Chidi does not present intuition as a replacement for knowledge, but as something strengthened by it. This matters because first-time parents often face a flood of conflicting advice, which can create anxiety and make decision-making harder. The book encourages readers to learn enough about pregnancy, labor, and postpartum care to recognize their options clearly, while still paying attention to what feels right in their own bodies. That approach is practical because it reduces dependence on fear-driven opinions or rigid rules. It also reflects the book's broader philosophy: informed choice is more empowering than passive compliance. By treating education and intuition as complementary rather than opposing forces, the book gives readers a framework for making decisions without feeling that they must choose between science and instinct. This is one of its most distinctive contributions to modern pregnancy guidance. Secondly, a full pregnancy to postpartum roadmap instead of a birth-only focus. Unlike books that concentrate mainly on labor and delivery, Nurture covers the wider arc from early pregnancy through the baby's first weeks. That broader scope is important because many parenting books overemphasize birth while giving less attention to what happens before and after it. Here, readers get a more complete picture of fetal development, changing physical needs, birth preparation, breastfeeding basics, and postpartum realities. The value of this structure is that it helps set expectations across the whole journey, not just one dramatic moment. Readers can prepare for the practical and emotional transitions that arrive in stages, which makes the experience feel less fragmented. The early motherhood sections are especially useful because many new parents are surprised by how much adjustment happens after delivery. By including postpartum care as part of the main narrative, the book acknowledges that giving birth is not the end of the process. It is a transition point in a longer period of recovery, learning, and adaptation. Thirdly, respecting different birth settings and helping readers choose among them. Nurture gives useful guidance on hospital, home, and birth center birth options, which makes it more adaptable than books that assume one standard birth environment. This is important because birth settings shape not only medical interventions, but also the emotional tone, level of control, and support available during labor. The book does not appear to rank these options as universally better or worse. Instead, it helps readers think through what each setting may offer and how those conditions align with their priorities. That makes the book more decision-oriented than prescriptive. For readers, the practical benefit is clarity. Instead of treating birth as a single event with one correct model, the book presents it as a set of choices with different trade-offs. This approach also reduces the shame that can enter discussions of childbirth, especially when people compare medicated and unmedicated births. Erica Chidi's modern terminology reinforces that emphasis on respectful language and informed selection rather than judgment. Fourthly, using mindfulness, self-care, recipes, and holistic remedies as practical support. One of the book's defining features is its integration of wellness practices into a pregnancy guide. Rather than adding self-care as a decorative extra, Nurture makes it part of the overall strategy for staying steady during pregnancy and early motherhood. The inclusion of mindfulness exercises, trimester-specific holistic remedies, nourishing foods, and recipes reflects the idea that physical and emotional preparation are connected. This is useful because many pregnancy experiences are shaped by fatigue, stress, appetite changes, and uncertainty, all of which can affect how decisions are made. The book's practical tools help readers create routines that support comfort and stability, rather than relying only on medical appointments and occasional advice. At the same time, the tone remains grounded in usable guidance rather than vague wellness language. The result is a holistic approach that still feels structured, For readers interested in a calmer and more body-aware pregnancy, these sections provide concrete ways to care for themselves without abandoning practical realism. Lastly, rejecting judgmental birth language and normalizing varied experiences. Nurture is also notable for its attention to language, especially the way birth is described. Erica Chidi has been associated with criticism of the term natural birth and a preference for more precise terms such as unmedicated birth, medicated birth, and cesarean birth. This is not a minor stylistic choice. It reflects a deeper argument that language can either reinforce shame or create room for honest discussion. In the pregnancy and postpartum context, terminology shapes how people evaluate their own experiences and others. A judgmental vocabulary can make some parents feel that their choices were less valid, even when those choices were medically necessary or personally appropriate. By using clearer terms, the book encourages a more inclusive and less polarized conversation about birth that matters in a field where parents often compare experiences and feel pressure to fit an ideal. The book's linguistic approach, therefore, supports its larger purpose, making pregnancy and motherhood feel more understandable, less moralized, and more open to individual variation. In conclusion, Nurture is best suited to expectant parents, new mothers, and partners who want a broad, thoughtful, and respectful guide to pregnancy and early motherhood. It is especially valuable for readers who prefer a book that combines practical preparation with emotional reassurance and body awareness. Those looking for a strictly clinical manual may find it less aligned with their style, but readers who want a balanced resource will likely appreciate its range. The book offers concrete benefits. It helps readers understand pregnancy changes, prepare for different birth environments, think more clearly about postpartum expectations, and approach feeding and recovery with more confidence. What makes it stand out in a crowded category is its integrated perspective. Many pregnancy books focus either on medical facts or on inspirational reassurance, but Nurture connects education, mindfulness, and self-trust in one framework. It also treats language carefully, which gives the book a more modern and inclusive tone than many traditional pregnancy guides. In that sense, it is not just informative. It is designed to reduce fear, encourage thoughtful decision-making, and support the transition into parenthood with greater clarity. If you would like to support Erica Chidi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.